Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What is wonderful about doing this show is multifold, as Lee Elia of the Chicago Cubs would say. There are so many aspects to doing what I do every day that that are pleasing and are pleasant. You know, I have fun doing the job every day. I also get to share that with a bunch of people, friends, family members, and I get to listen to the products that we create. There's just so many different levels of doing this. But one of the things that I have enjoyed, and we've tweaked it up in the last couple of years, is the internship program on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is really, really something where we have a lot of fun. We worked in radio for a number of years where we were surrounded by different people. We'd have salespeople. We've had secretaries, other disc jockeys, and we don't have that. So now the only real access we get to the outside world, outside of an occasional guest, and we get guests every 8 months or so.
Right.
So we're the internship program has worked really well. The guest program, no surprise to me, has not worked all that
well. No, they're not parallel.
Not even close, but thumbs up to that. Anyway, my point is, really, you know, great job. I wanted to say this. The interns, however, have been really a blast. We've had a lot of fun with them. And in all the years that I've done radio and the podcast and in my career, I have never, ever experienced what I experienced over the weekend when I went to my mailbox. And I would like to share it with you right now because I received a letter from an intern. A handwritten letter from an intern, and I don't believe I ever have, and I'm pretty excited about
cool.
this. Let me share it with you here. Dear Mike, I wanted to sincerely thank you for welcoming me into the TMOS family as an intern. My experience interning at your show has been incredibly valuable, memorable, and most of all, rewarding. Thank you so much for allowing me to showcase some of the segments I created over these past 8 months. You were supportive of all of them, and I can't thank you enough for giving me a professional platform to showcase them on. I've learned so much from you about what it takes to be a broadcaster. Taping you guys every Wednesday, regardless if I had any participation in the conversation, was key for me in understanding how to speak clearly, confidently, and maturely. That's the only part where I just wanted to go, I'm sorry. I really feel like I have learned from the best. You have an incredible show, one that has inspired me to continue down the path of broadcast journalism. I wish you the absolute best. Thank you for such a wonderful experience. Best, Rachel Ferroni.
Hey.
AKA Miss Connections. I actually got a tad verklempt.
That's
because
so nice.
I have never in the world of interns, and I bet most of you guys haven't either. I mean, it's just, did you get the same letter? Did you all get the same letter?
Not
the word
same
for
letter.
Word.
Yeah, almost word for
not
word.
The same letter.
I'm kidding.
Did everybody get a letter from Rachel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I got a paragraph, if that.
but you got a letter?
Yeah, she wrote notes to all of us, I believe, mm-hmm. but it was nothing all like right. that.
what? She okay. sent that one to
you. I thought it was really
you.
Special. No, that's isn't that cool? That
that's
she,
very
yeah.
cool.
Because,
you know, she asked me for your mailing address, and I thought sure it was going to be some sort of letter bomb.
No one does that anymore, Mike. That's class, pure class.
It is. Mm-hmm. Hey, and this is to all young people out there. I didn't do it with my daughters. I am going to do it with my son. The note, sending a note. Thank you notes are a thing of the past, and in our very busy world, we don't do it anymore, and it is amazingly wonderful to be on the receiving end. I don't care what the thing. I say that with a stack of correspondence, even stationary, that I have yet to send out, you know, regarding my mom's funeral, but it is just so cool to get that from an intern. And it really was the extra effort that she put in. And I think it bodes well for the girl, to be perfectly honest
she
with
says
you.
She'd love to come back when she returns from England, and yes. We'd love to have her.
That's another
have we ever, have you, I have never gotten one. I don't think I have ever gotten a letter. What
Rob
did he say?
Just confused God. The interns. He said,
no, they're both going to England, dummy.
No, when she comes
one
back
went to
from
California.
England.
No, she's going to California, then she's going to England, and then she's coming back.
I don't think Rachel's
I thought Maddie's
going to England.
We have two going to England.
Yeah, but Rachel has a different internship set up, and she'd like to come back after her next internship.
But she is going home, then she's going to England, and then she's coming back to AU.
Is Rachel from California as well?
Yes.
Yeah, Rachel's from California.
Maddie and Rachel are both from California?
No, Maddie is from Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I thought you said Maddie was going like to San Francisco or something like that.
No, Rachel's going to San Francisco.
Rachel's going to San Francisco to do another internship, right?
No, to go home.
For the summer. For the summer. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, who's going to England?
Maddie
and possibly Rachel.
I don't think Rachel
Maybe,
is.
I think
Adrian
she is.
Too.
I think you might have been confused.
Where is this confusion about who's going to England?
You we think know that Maddie is going to England.
Yeah, definitely.
But I
well,
do
you're
believe...
the one that said they're both going to England. So
I believe. I strongly believe.
By the way, don't hit your head when you're backtracking.
What's that? What do you mean?
You sound like you're backtracking.
I'm
you
not
the one
backtracking
that said
at all.
Both of them
I'm
are
saying
going to England.
It is my understanding and my 100% belief that she is going to England as well.
And is Pony disputing that?
Oh, Pony's just an asshole.
Oh, no, stop that. Pony, are you disputing that?
I have not heard anything about Rachel going to England.
Nothing about England from Rachel on this side of the mic.
Well, you see, Oscar doesn't really listen to the interns very well.
Right.
And Pony, I don't know that you're the clearest head about this.
I love all of our interns.
I know you do equally. Mm-hmm.
All right, now see, but where does the whole, you heard that she was going to England?
Yes. Because we said, I remember a conversation
by the way, this
Pony
is
was
how,
a part of.
This is how you goad the two non-fighters into a fight. This is how, Oscar, you gotta help me out here because otherwise they're not going to go out.
Pony, you were of the conversation where I said, I can't believe we have two interns that are going overseas.
I do not remember this conversation at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you smoke just tobacco this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
let me text the said interns.
Please do. Please text Rachel.
You could be right.
Yeah, it could be. It's happened before.
If it's the West Coast, they are, you know, they are kids in their teens and 20s, so it's going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And speaking, Mike, of your thank you note issue with the kids, make sure the kids are thoughtful and they are focused when they write their thank you notes within a card, because we had an issue with my son this weekend.
Yeah, Rob posted just before I came in here. I saw Rob for Mother's Day weekend. Rob, by the way, did you go out and get the card yourself? You bought the card.
That's
right?
The policy because they can't drive yet. Yes. So
yeah,
what happens is I usually buy the
so
stack
easy
of cards.
On your kids. You are so easy.
Oh, I've
on
made
your kids.
Them make cards before.
Okay, but you bought the card.
I bought a card so that they could have cards for their mom.
That's sweet.
Yes.
And that's very nice. And then all he requires is for his son to sign the card to
and
his
and then
mom.
Seal the envelope.
Did you
that's
see
it.
This, Oscar?
No.
Did you see it? This was my morning guffaw when Rob posted this on Facebook.
So funny.
This was funny.
So we have dinner, and before dinner, we give Carrie a couple presents, open the cards.
That's sweet.
A card from Linus, which is something I always do. Julia wrote something really sweet, and she opens the card from Robert. She opens it.
It's a cute card. It's a funny card.
It's a Snoopy card.
Yes.
And his caption that he writes in there is, "Mom, I love you. Happy birthday, love, Robert."
Oh, my God. That's
because
awesome.
He cares.
Because
that
he cares.
Because awesome. He cares.
And so you understand, when he signed it, he was in an awful hurry to get to a basketball game.
Because you care. And I love these kids. They text back right away.
Sure.
Oh,
right?
That's great when you get a text
never
right
around.
Away. Now, which one did you text? Which one responded really quickly? Rachel,
so I, no,
right?
I know for sure Maddie's going.
Right.
I've had conversations about this. I wrote Rachel. Okay. Rachel writes back, "England, who said that? I'm not going anywhere. I'm just coming back, and I'm doing another internship at another broadcast facility in the fall, but I'll be back afterwards."
I see. Ask if the other internship is with the BBC. You know what? Now I genuinely feel like I'm coming down off of a methadone kick, because I don't know why I think that. For some reason, I mean, I genuinely believed it. Don't know why.
The Beatles.
What? Are you singing now? You're singing jingles?
You want everybody to go to England for some reason.
I wish you would go to England right now.
Well, I have one thing to say to you, Rob.
What's that?
Happy birthday.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I was growing up in Bakersfield, my favorite thing in all the world was to go to the movies on Saturday afternoons for the chapter plays.
Cliffhangers.
I know that, Mr. Man. They also call them serials. I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway, my favorite was Rocket Man. And once it was a No Breaks chapter. And the bad guys stuck him in a car on a mountain road, knocked him out, and welded the doors shut, and tore out the brakes, and started him to his death. And he woke up and tried to steer and tried to get out, but the car went off a cliff before he could escape. And it crashed and burned, and I was so upset and excited. And the next week, you better believe I was first in line. And they always start with the end of the last week. And there was Rocket Man trying to get out. And here comes the cliff. And just before the car went off the cliff, he jumped free. And all the kids cheered. But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair! He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie car!" Paul, do you know about the early days of the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking a Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Danny, whatever you're thinking about doing, please don't do it. Danny, for God's...
Shh, darling. Trust me.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Danny, please!
God, I love you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's weird. Did we talk about that?
You brought it up at the end of last week. Yeah, and I thought it was time to go back into the archive for that.
Actually, logged that entire movie last week. It was
it's creepy.
You go back and watch that, you can tell why she won the Academy Award for her performance, Kathy Bates, in that the best performance ever. Incredible.
I love when she says, "I know that, Mr. Man."
Mr. Man. God, she gets it in the end, though.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Hey. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are online and on the air worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. We may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention, business owners. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post that job opening to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place simply isn't enough to make sure you find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. What are you playing in the background there?
This is Slade, Run Runaway, because it's relating to the slaves running away from the diamond mines.
Thank you so much.
You see?
I'm sure they appreciate that at ZipRecruiter. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails or phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter gets you quickly to their screen. Turn it off! Turn it off! Thank you. All right, very good. ZipRecruiter
lets
you...
Not a fan. I'll make a note.
Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Boom,
no,
ma'am.
It's just like they're in the background going, "Ronnie, Ronnie, 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 Ronnie."
Not a fan.
Jeez. No, it's not that I'm not a fan. It's not the music itself. It's the fact that the music
is
singing loudly in the background.
I see.
How often has that happened in all the years?
Hey, when he says, "What are you playing?" and you continue playing it, isn't that a cue of what are you playing to start maybe pulling down the level?
Apparently it is.
Okay.
Is it Rob? You know what's funny is I'm a little distracted.
You were happy just when turned you came it back to work up. Today?
I'm headed to England after the show, and I'm a bit distracted.
Over the weekend in Washington, D.C., the D.C. suburbs, the suburbs of Maryland, we had quite the incident. And once again, another whack job with a gun.
Yep.
And it was very, very scary. It was a national story. I saw it over the weekend. I, you know, whenever you see it and I'm from that area, I kind of go on alert and I freak out a little bit. What I didn't realize is that our man, Mr. Santana, was right in the thick of things. And it was a very scary story with, unfortunately, six people shot, three of them killed. Another guy that was actually working for protective services in our nation's capital and was drummed out of the Corps and then went off the deep end because, I guess, of a marital situation gone bad. But it was horrible, and I had no idea that Oscar was in the middle of all this. And, this was happening, what was this, Saturday morning?
No,
Saturday
Friday,
midday?
Friday afternoon.
Friday,
right?
Midday, Friday afternoon.
Friday
yes.
afternoon, okay. Yeah.
So after Friday's taping, I needed to get to the University of Maryland, but I wanted to stop by my parents' house quickly to pick up a few books I had left there, right? Because I'm staying there now. And I said, well, I'm not going to be able to eat. Time for the old, Golden Arches. I'm going to get some McDonald's on the way home. I'm coming along, going down Connecticut Avenue towards Olney, Maryland. And I say, that's the McDonald's I usually go to. I'm going to swing in there. So I'm in the drive-thru. I put in my order, two cheeseburger meal with no cheese, so really two hamburgers.
Right.
And a nice beverage and some fries. And as I turn to the actual pickup and pay lane, I turn the corner. I, out of the blue, hear sirens and what looked to be at least 9 or 10 Montgomery County Police office squad cars.
It's upsetting when you see them in a row like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Pull into the Giant Foods parking lot, which is not more than, I would say, 100 yards from me, right?
Adjacent.
It's all happened in the Rockville area. And yeah. This guy's name, Eulalio Eulalio Tordil of Adelphi, 62-year-old guy,
wow.
and also a former, a federal police officer. I mean, it's truly amazing. This guy was a cop and, very, very, left three people dead and three wounded.
So while I was concerned with the ladies inside the McDonald's throwing the Adios Mios up in the air because they didn't know what was going on, and then subsequently messing up my order, you try to kind of process what's going on.
You see, Mike, this crime touched so many. It actually messed up his McDonald's order, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't want that to happen. God forbid.
I said, well, that's probably another MS-13 bit going on over there. Eventually, they'll get you, right? That was my first thought when
I said... To get that perspective on that, when you really think about that, do you, and you see these cops coming in...
Yes.
I've never asked you this, and I'm asking you a legitimate question about this. You think that's MS-13?
I'm profiling. Yeah.
Does that enter your mind?
Do
you get a little heightened level of paranoia because
because that community, at least in the Aspen Hill area, is like heavy Latino,
fact that you look Latino, you think that you just got to be. I mean, do you get that minimal pucker factor when something goes down like that?
Yeah, watch your P's and Q's.
Yeah,
you're Latino.
I really think that all of us out here in lily white America sometimes should be a little sensitive to that. Imagine. Think about that for just a second. I'm just going to stop for a minute here. Really, really, really empathize, because I don't think any of us do, myself included. When you talk about Latinos, when you talk about African Americans, when you talk about something going down, a traffic stop, interaction with police officers, not the same.
You're right.
It's got to be a little weird. It's got to be a little hinky feeling that way. You're in your McDonald's. You see all the cops. It's like, okay, let me sit there with my hands folded in front of me and not try to look like I'm
towards that intersection.
Yeah.
Go to the left, not the right.
And with that said, do you get used to it, or is it always like in the back of your mind a hassle?
It's not a hassle, but it's. I don't blame the police. For example,
it still sucks.
When I finally pulled out of the drive-thru, I had noticed that there was a squad car 200 yards away facing me, right? And I pulled out of the drive-thru. He started moving too. He pulled up, and then he stopped me from leaving the drive-thru because he stopped right in front of my car and mean mugged me. And I said, well, this is it.
He did what to you?
He mean mugged me. He looked me over. He said he's seeing what type of guy is driving this car. Is this the guy that did that's
Do
part of the gang?
Do you think at that point they may have had information that it was a Hispanic male that they were looking for?
The guy, I think they had that information, and after hindsight, knowing what I know now, that the assailant's car was a silver car, and my car is a silver car as well.
Right.
And he was Latino, though I'm not 65. I am Latino in a silver car. When he stopped me and he like really leered at me for what felt like an eternity, because I was like, oh, if I got to get out of this car, these fries are going to get cold.
I love the fact that Mike, I think
that's going to be a whole thing.
Leering indicates some sort of sexual interest.
By the way, they're saying now that the shootings a day earlier were likely botched carjackings. They also identified the victims who died in the Friday shootings. Malcolm Winfell of Boyd's was shot and killed at the first crime scene on Friday. Claudina Molina, 65, of Silver Spring. No, his wife was Gladys Tordill.
Okay.
And she died at the final crime scene. Winfell's family said he was always helping people. What the hell is that?
Oh, that's just...
it's Adrian making Adrian the world's quietest entrance.
How about a little 3-in-1, all right? A little 3-in-1 might be. So anyway, it's just, it really, really...
It's sad. And what's also sad is that I legit thought it was a gang-affiliated takedown.
That was your initial thought.
After the police officer friendly realized he had the wrong guy, he kept rolling on. And I was like, well, I got to get out of here. So I leave the shopping center. And as I'm leaving, I'm going by the crime scene, but on Connecticut Avenue.
All right.
I'm not driving around the crime scene inside the giant parking lot. As soon as I hit, like, I want to say 20 miles an hour, I throw on WTOP, and they are talking about what this, at this point, would have been the third shooting, with the shooting at Montgomery Mall and now in Aspen Hill in the Maryland area, and then a shooting across the street.
His wife, by the way, was killed on Thursday, not Friday. So,
oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy has been shooting people. He's allegedly he wanted to die death by cop.
Sure.
Where you have the police take you down, that type of suicide. But just the idea that the woman, again, all these victims, the victims in Montgomery Mall, two of the guys that got shot were just guys that were trying to help the lady that was initially shot. Mm-hmm. One of them passed away from his injury. So he just was in the parking lot, Montgomery Mall, was trying to help this lady out.
By the way, we do a lot of discussion of news events,
yes,
and we will go to online sources for information. And there are many times that you have online broadcast organizations or websites, web pages that supplement their online news with, I think, the third tier, like hourly employee that just rolled in off the street. Rob, have you found that? Have you guys found that some of the writing?
Oh, horrible!
And it is stunningly bad. Where you're trying to get basic information.
What I always had the feeling is that when you go to, usually you are linked to a television source.
Yes.
Like a television website.
That's exactly where I'm on CBS News right now.
And I get the feeling that the written portion is an intern describing what they're watching.
Absolutely.
Like, and they might as well be saying, and then like he did this and OMG.
It's super, it's not what we're used to, at least.
No, it's not written for the broadcast board.
The woman who was killed at the giant parking lot was 65, a registered
nurse. And
that
was on Friday. I'm trying to put that together.
Yes, and she was on the brink of retirement. She was Bolivian, which struck a chord with me simply because my mom's on the brink of retirement, same age.
Sure. She looks seriously like an absolutely wonderful person. Yeah. I know it's just a photograph, but it's still a human being. And they think that these were... On Friday, these were botched carjackings.
Yes, because he would walk up to somebody and he was trying to get the car, and he would just
to get away, to switch cars, to flee.
And so fairly random, too. I mean, just you were just wrong place, wrong time.
He had a thing for a Toyota 4Runner or a RAV4 because he was going after the same car in two different locations.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Which is strange.
That is weird. I never...
They caught him. They caught him in a Dunkin' Donuts, of all places.
Yeah. By the way, the guy that was killed, this Paul Winfell guy, apparently was a hero, said in an interview Saturday evening, Pilar Winfell said her brother had gone to the mall for lunch with a friend, like Oscar was having lunch.
Right.
Witnesses told her that her brother was shot as the woman under attack by Tordill spotted him. I guess that was the Bolivian woman you were talking about. She spotted Winfield in the parking lot and ran toward him for help. Winfield was shot with his arms extended, reaching out to help the woman.
Yeah.
God bless him. Truly
amazing.
What kind of person it takes that kind of courage to do that and not run the other way.
Even scarier that this is a federal official that...
Yeah.
At one point, it is. I mean, you think about vetting and you think about that. But, they're human beings. I mean, just because you have a job as a cop doesn't necessarily mean you're not, capable of losing it. And it depends. I mean, it really, they said a search of his car, of Tordill's car, uncovered a 40 caliber Glock that was used in Friday's shootings. Police believe that it was also used in the shooting of his wife. More testing is needed to confirm that. This guy was a federal security officer employed by Federal Protective Service. Sometimes, would you not agree, a little difficult to keep track of the enforcement agencies in our nation's capital. There's like 3,000 of them. He was an officer employed by the Federal Protective Service, was put on administrative duties in March after a protective order was issued against him. The Protective Service said Tordill's weapon, badge, and credentials were taken when he was placed on leave, and it's very, very difficult. So I guess the protective order resulted in him being suspended, and all hell broke loose after that.
And he there was domestic abuse on his end, and she probably said enough.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, the kind of person that has the guts and gumption to become an enforcement officer of any sort, police or federal level, they're probably not very used to being told no. When they take away his power, I mean, I don't want to use a parenting word. It's like he acted out. It's scary. And that needs to be over. That system is probably flawed at some level.
You never know.
You never know.
You don't.
A guy could be getting fries and, the next day you could realize that you're just feet away from someone getting murdered.
How soon after that happened did you track with the fact that you were in the middle of this this national story?
I hit TOP as soon as I got to the light, and then the news was breaking, and I followed it all the way to College Park, where I was getting more information. It was breaking.
Sure.
And then they finally realized that they had caught the guy.
Yeah.
Scary.
Very sad. Very, very sad, and I hate it. I hate it when you look at this woman. This picture of this woman looking at me right now online, just a drag, and overall, Oscar, I think you could have done more to prevent everything. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. You don't you cry sometimes. But anyway, that's that, and more deaths in America, our crazy little country. We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. I will talk about my son's Mother's Day gift to my wife, which was touching. He's been very sick lately. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, a very special episode. Truly, our guest is Mr. Dick Cavett.
It doesn't get better than that.
It does not. This man interviewed everybody in his time, still one of the funniest guys out there. It is hysterical.
And one of the best talk show hosts of all time.
Also on the episode, Gary applies for a job at Subway. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
We're out of lettuce.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web? TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends across fashion, tech, and decor, and they have the best prices anywhere. The greatest thing about touchofmodern.com, it doesn't seem that a day goes by where they do not completely update all their cool stuff. And it's really, really amazing. I am a watch aficionado. I love looking at watches. I love checking out the different watches, constantly changing at touchofmodern.com. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention, and they're all at the best prices online, anywhere, guaranteed. They scour the globe for this stuff. And it's really amazing. It can be artwork. It can be stuff for your closet. It can be stuff for your wrist. It can be stuff for your iPhone. Sexy home decor. Men's fashions. They've got it all. Touch of Modern has it for you. Loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click right now. Our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Yeah, I got a sick kid, unfortunately.
And that's been going on for a few days now, right?
What does he
about
have?
3-4 days. He's got a cold. I don't know if it is the flu, but middle of the week, early in the week last week, they sent a little note home and said, by the way, several of our students have had the flu.
Mm.
I don't know how that works, but I guess kid gets sick with flu. Mommy sends kid to school with flu.
Well, yeah, because mommy doesn't want to take care of the kid. Mommy wants to. Mommy pays top dollar to big school.
I don't know whether this is
mommy wants wine.
Yeah, mommy wants wine.
I know that when my son it is degree, and my son has been home for a couple of days now. The first time we thought he was really sick was Friday, so he's been dealing with this pretty much Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then he's at the doctor's today. He's had 2 days out of school. It just seems to me when kids are that sick that I've never understood that. You know, I've always been a little pissed off, Rob, when you will see the high school graduation and you see, and now here's Gwendolyn, who did not have one sick day in her entire high school career. Well, that's bullshit. And let me tell you why. Because Gwendolyn, you know, at some point brought the death grip to the other children in school so that she would keep her mamby-pamby perfect attendance record.
Gwendolyn is also responsible, not just for perfect attendance, but also responsible for the death of 4 5th graders. Because she brought the Zika virus into the elementary school. And, right. But God knows, she got her science fair project in. So good for Gwendolyn.
Is Zika in Florida, by the way?
Oh, my God. Lee County has several, examples. It's being brought in. It's not originated here, but they are.
Oh, but it will find a home.
No, they are seriously freaked out completely down in South Florida about the whole Zika thing because of the fact that it's this close to the areas where, you know, South America, Central America. Mm-hmm. And so they are worried about it down here. He comes home and he is, he's got the cold symptoms. He's stuffed up. He's got a fever.
Okay.
And, kids have fevers. You don't trundle off to the doctor right away.
More common today, than you know.
He's got it in his chest. When it goes into his chest, we get a little worried and we decide to get a doctor's appointment. We got a great doctor who takes care of him and hopefully he'll get any medication that he might need for that. But more often than not, it's just run its course and see what happens. So he's doing fine. But it manifested itself. He complained about his tummy all day yesterday, and he was still eating and still running around a little bit. But later on in the day, because he's had a cold, it was bath time, and mommy decided that she would give the little guy a bath. And, we do kind of work in shifts. If mom wants to step out of the room for a second, I'll pop back in.
Sure.
Or, you just don't want to leave him unattended for any real length of time in there.
That's fine.
Sure. You hear him splashing. So she goes stepping out, runs into the kitchen for a minute. She is not out of the bathroom where suddenly my son bolts out of the bathroom and he's naked. And he's got soap on him. And it's just like he jumped out.
So he's fled the tub.
Mommy, and he said he's fled the tub, which he never does because he loves the tub. He loves rub-a-dub-dub, 3 men in a tub. He likes having it. He really enjoys getting in there and playing with his toys. And so she said, so he goes back in with mommy, and not 1 minute after that, I hear mommy say, can you come in here, please?
Oh, no.
So I go in.
Mike, I do believe, for someone who was not there, you may have captured the tone of the voice perfectly.
Yeah, we're recording. Can you come in here, please? Can you come in here, please? I go in. She says, take him, get him cleaned up. Look. And unfortunately, with his illness, and he had left a little present in the tub based on.
Think of the irony,
I'm
Mike.
I'm giving him a free pass because he's been very.
Oh,
blessed.
They have to close the pool down now.
Yeah,
think of the irony.
That's exactly. And don't we all think of that? I immediately think of Caddyshack. I think of that immediately. You know.
Think of Mike. It's just so backwards that you have to have him leave the tub to get cleaned up.
Right.
It's normally the other way around.
Well,
Does he know he's done something wrong, or is he no big deal?
Hey, he's the one that jumped out of the tub, so he's got that for him.
Let me ask you this. He's not playing with it.
He's not going to.
I mean, some kids, they get into it.
He's not in there using it as a tub. Thank God, no, Oscar. He dropped it, and he was out of there, and Dad didn't want to really linger. I'm sorry if I will not give a description of what was looking at. I will say this, that Play-Doh. I took him in. I got him scrubbed up.
Did you go to another bathroom? What did you do?
I wiped him down and then I cleaned his butt up. And and remarkably, his butt was in fine shape. There did not seem to be there was very little evidence of what he had done.
So it was solid and not a cloudy day
in
the
solid,
water.
But I will tell you this. Well,
because I've seen that when my kids have been sick, and that's not good.
To be honest with you, after I cleaned him up, I went in, and Mrs. O'Meara, God bless her, on her Mother's Day, was doing the full drain the tub Caddyshack sanitation. We're talking about, you know, those little
suit?
Hazmat
she
suit.
Had a hazmat suit. She said, this is one of the most horrible things I've ever had to deal with in my life. She is looking at there, and she has already thrown away the little suction cup mat.
Yeah,
because
the non-slip mat.
There's certain things where the nooks and crannies you're not going to be able to. And she is doing,
always good to replace them on a semi-regular basis.
By this time he's dressed. I've got him lying on the couch watching a tune, and I walk into the bathroom again. I am assaulted with a wave of chemical like I have never got. I mean, she is doing the full flat. I think she got trucks from the airport to help her with this. Where it was water cannon that was spraying this down there, and she is taking care of it, and she did a great job, but it was her Mother's Day. Oh. And this is after I kind of jumped the gun on Mother's Day because we were going to a Kentucky Derby party, and Johnny Fashionista went out and acquired a little pretty woman outfit for Mrs. O'Meara for the derby party, you know?
You went and bought her an outfit.
I bought her an outfit. That
Did
was
it
her
have
Mother's
a hat?
Day. She had a black hat. That's what I had to go on.
I find
on.
A woman she in had, a hat so Vogue.
She had a... God. She had, now, why are you saying so Vogue?
That's
Vogue.
A quote from 16 Vogue. Candles.
Vogue.
Vogue. I find it so Vogue.
Carla is not a big dress wearer. She doesn't like to wear dresses a lot. So I was out there, but I said, this is
not like
derby.
Her husband.
This is a big derby party.
Sure.
And the instructions we got from my buddy were the ladies are going to wear their hats and their dresses. I said, what about the guys? Oh, no. Whatever you want. And in Florida, whatever you want is you want to wear a T-shirt with
the
shorts
uniform.
And flip-flops.
Yeah.
The Florida uniform is one of the great things about living in Florida is the uniform. There are rare exceptions that you need to go away from the uniform.
Right,
it
well,
doesn't
that's good.
Happen all that often. So we're cool, but I knew Carla did not want to wear a dress, and I went out to the store, and I saw it's not real. It's kind of like a little jumpsuit, but it's got the pretty woman black and white polka dots.
Do you
on
know
it?
How yeah. to shop for Carla? Do you know her size?
I have.
Do you know what section to go to?
I acquired
preteens.
the size, the size preteens, the size she's, information.
She's a woman in shape.
And then I not
look,
only
look, it's
got
from
her,
the iCarly collection.
Yeah,
I got the jumpsuit pantsuit kind of thing.
Sure. You actually, Carla, she's so in shape. You can buy those outfits that have the shoes. They have the dress.
Oh,
they
onesie.
They have everything put together that you can just pick up off the rack.
Okay, so the shoes are not connected.
No,
but they're
no.
Part
yeah,
of the
yeah,
purchase.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I did not do that.
Now, when you say jumpsuit or pantsuit, it's not like a Hillary Clinton thing, is it?
No, it is more. It is a cat suit. A cat suit, but it's not a cat suit because it's got big flowing legs. It looks like something that somebody would wear in the 40s a little bit. It's got the big baggy
like a Katharine Hepburn
pants.
Look.
Yeah, but one piece and then like a little belt at the middle and sleeveless with polka dots. And, well, let me see if I can find
it. Yeah, why don't you have her try it on and show it to
me? It'd be nice if she could come by.
What's
she's
doing?
At the doctor with my kid.
All
shut
right.
up.
I said, doctor.
A picture would be nice.
Also, she's being treated for the chemical burns on her hands.
Yeah.
Because of the scrubbing and the bleach and the whatnot. Did you go to Dillard's for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you know? Were you there?
I was not there.
Your wife is a little better than Dillard's.
Well, no, not that
is what
section.
You talk. Dillard's is fine. It's a nice department store.
I'm just saying
store.
She's better than that.
Ass? What do you mean better than it? Where am I going to go? To like a designer?
And you know what? You know what, Mike? The real insult there is that how many times have you talked about going to Dillard's when he doesn't
I found
say
it.
Boo?
I found it. There it is.
Well, he's
so
a Dillard's guy.
Dillard's, you're a Dillard's guy.
This is not the right color,
Carla.
But, I found, but I found it. I found it. There it is.
Oh,
look at that.
What do you mean? Oh, God. What the F? Come on now. That looked really good on her.
Mm.
Well, anything really looks good on it.
That's true.
It is the Ralph Lauren polka dot print jersey jumpsuit.
Named after the state of New Jersey.
And it looked really, it looked good. Looked good, you ass.
Hey, you was wearing a jumpsuit?
Yeah, got it from Jersey.
It's a Jersey jumpsuit, ass.
That's, you know, that's a crappy
Exit
picture.
8.
Hey, I'm betting here. I got the
that's another
my
crappy
own
picture.
Shoes.
Mike, I'm sure she looked
picture.
Wonderful.
I bet
she's
looked really...
She's better than Dillard's. Remind yourself that.
But I'm not going to go.
There's a Nordstrom around
last
there, right?
The last time I checked, we weren't getting $10 million a spot here, okay? I'm not going to take
her
out. Where am I supposed to go? Halston?
I'm not telling you what you should do.
Where the current time is 1972.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's an old designer. I'm sorry.
If she doesn't wear dresses that many times, she'd get her dress that she's going to enjoy, and it'll last for
a
long
time. But it's not a dress. It's a jumpsuit. It's something. You know what? Mike did something smart. He bought something that can be accessorized for many events. Perhaps dress it up with a wide belt.
It didn't need to be dressed up. She with the
I'm
hat,
talking
she
about
good.
For the next party.
Yeah, next
I mean,
party.
It can be changed around.
And I got her shoes. I got her shoes too. I went to the shoes. I went super cheap. I
really?
Went super cheap.
Where'd you go? Payless?
No.
Where?
I don't know if you have them up there. It's a bargain store.
What's it called?
Steinmart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of
good
course.
Steinmart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Steinmart.
Mike, not only do we
I do
have
a lot
it,
of shopping at Steinmart.
Not only do we have it, the owner works for the network.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. Gary, I went to your mart.
Buy
I went
a shoe.
To your mart and I got it.
Buy a shoe. Thank you.
But anyway, the whole thing is that it went over well and she looked really good. But here's the thing. At the derby party we went to,
yes. Yeah.
The derby party was a blind draw for the horse. And Mrs. O'Mare. We did two pools.
Yeah.
This was a big investment on my part. I bet this was an $80 investment mm-hmm. because there were two pools, and I put Carla
more
and
more than
myself.
The dress and the shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Thank you. Two pools, and I put us both in both pools.
$240 pools.
$240 pools.
Wow, that's big money.
That's big money. About 16 people at this party.
Yeah.
And Mrs. O'Mara drew Nyquist.
Hey!
Thank
hey!
You. 300 Clamorinos.
That is awesome.
Minus the 80, so the 220. 220 win.
Nice.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And right, and minus the shoes, 212.
No. Cash in my pocket after the big win. I was happy.
Let's talk about the dress and the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
What off the 220?
Let's bite it. Now you can play your music. We can come back and do that.
Congratulations.
Mike, that's yes. awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. All
you got
right,
a better payoff than people that bet on him because he only paid 2-1.
I know. It was great because I love the whole blind pool. I'm going to do a party like that whenever there's a major horse race or I'm having any kind of thing. I think it's a great way. You know, the pool. Anyway, forget it. We'll take a break and come back because that's what we do right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Look at my face.
Beautiful face.
I switched out my razor after I don't even know how long it was with my Harry's razor because I switched it today. And, oh, my God, butter. It's like
the
butter.
Greatest, isn't it?
I might as well be spreading soft butter on a piece of smooth bread because that's how smooth the shave.
Nice.
Am I communicating my
you're
Harry's experience?
Soft.
It's crazy.
It's wonderful.
Good.
They offer something if you haven't tried Harry's yet that you've never had before, and that is a great shave at a fair price.
Yep.
Harry's makes their own quality razors, which cuts out the middleman. Get it? Cuts out. It's a great shave. They ship directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. The answer is simple. Get the best of both worlds at Harry's. I did it today. And I cannot tell you how long I had the cartridge in this Harry's razor.
Forever they last.
Because it was such a long time. We're talking 5 German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip. Quality 100% guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. I don't even know why they bother with that. They don't need to. Harry's has the best moisturizing shave cream ever, and we love that, too. The starter set called the Truman. Me is a great option and an amazing deal. A razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 5-blade German engineered razors for just $15. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. That makes the whole thing $10. Go to harrys.com right now and look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com and make sure to use the TMOS code so you save $5 and help support the show. Stop compromising! Give Harry's a try and do it today. I am also here to tell you that how are things, by the way, in the Santana household?
Is this weekend.
Does it feel crowded, tight, small?
What do they call in war, in the middle of, they have a truce?
A detente?
Yeah, a detente broke down when I was in the middle of schoolwork on Saturday, and I was in the middle of schoolwork on Sunday, and I walked out, and they had all these projects going around, and my wonderful fiance was helping with the projects, and I said...
So they got back on the same page?
Well, I went to my mom, and I said, look, you're being really hard on Shannon, and I have a lot of homework to do. I really don't want to feel like I have to come and intervene every time you guys are hanging out.
How bad did it get? Was the worst that it got the whole thing with the comforter? Is that as bad as it got?
That's as bad as it got, but also...
It seems to me the worst moment was when the day after the plant escapade, when she did not say goodbye to Shannon.
Yeah.
That for me was probably
Shannon
the worst thing.
That replaced or did she keep
it? No,
that
it's still there. And mom's going to keep it there until we move out, I imagine. And
and then, Mike, I don't know. It's been a while since you've been to a bonfire, but come on and bring some marshmallows. It'll be
fun.
You
know, I would just say to your mom, if she replaces it after you move out, you're still going to come back occasionally. Shannon's going to see that she got rid of it. And that, is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
It's bad enough for me to talk to the lenders and say, hey, what's the story? Let's start moving. Let's start moving this.
Trying really? To fast track it?
Yeah, I was like, I can find somebody else. Let's do this.
Ooh, okay.
How is that going?
It's going great. They keep on asking me for things they could have asked me for 3 weeks ago, where I'm like, oh, what about me? What about this termite inspection? It's been here for 3 weeks. You can have it now.
Getting back to the theme of today's show, which seems to be discrimination, I'm wondering, I'm wondering if your name was not your name, if they would be doing the same thing. I wonder about
I don't
wonder
about
that kind of world. I wonder
if that world still
exists.
That has nothing to do with it, and I know that 100%.
It's the climate of lending that exists now based on the fact that we've had the bubble and there was such a lending crisis
forever.
Before.
Forever to get it done. But once it's done, it'll be done. I'm hoping that this week they'll be signing, and I hope they don't say it's Friday because I have class Friday, so that won't be able to happen.
I want to go to a housewarming party, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many people could you get in your housewarming
I could fit
party?
You, Pony, and Rob in there comfortably.
Comfortably? Really?
Comfortably.
This is how bad it got. The one couch that was at my house that we had just bought.
Yeah.
From Macy's, and it doesn't fit in my house, so we had to give it to my mom, which was a nice Mother's Day present, brand new couch for her.
So
right?
Is your house so small, your new house so small, that you're going to have to use love seat
I have
as
to
your
buy,
couch?
There's no, the love seat that we had doesn't fit in.
Oh, so the love seat doesn't even fit.
No,
I thought you had an L-shaped couch.
Yeah, but one of them could be a love seat.
Oh, so it's two pieces.
Yeah, it's two pieces.
I see.
And the smaller part doesn't even fit?
No.
So it doesn't fit through the door, doesn't fit down
doesn't
the hallway?
Fit through
or doesn't
the door and wouldn't really fit in our home because it would take up too much footprint.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I never asked this before. Are you moving? Is there anything outside of like an investment factor?
Oh, it's an investment factor. That's it.
It's an investment factory.
That's it.
You're just doing that. That's the only reason. You're not going to be as comfortable as you were in your previous apartment.
No, absolutely not. There's no parking.
Wow.
I'm a glutton for punishment, Mike. You know?
God, it's the struggle, Rob.
It is.
It's the struggle with him.
All he
has
to do, Mike, is now, the only thing he has to do is get the loan secured and learn how to sleep on his side. Because he and Shannon are splitting a twin bed.
The master bedroom barely fits our bed. Barely. There's no room for end tables. I'll tell you that much.
They're
no
called nightstands.
So you just got the master bed and
a few dressers in front of it. That's it.
Do you sleep on a king or a queen?
King.
Okay, so you have no room for tables.
No.
He's going to spend the rest of his life walking sideways.
Who had this house?
Now that I look at it, is so if you look at my home, when you guys come
visit, how are you? Hi, welcome to my house. How you doing?
The guy that you bought the house, he used to be a jeweler before he interned for us.
You'll be able to see the front of the home. The home, if you don't know any better, you think it's one home, right?
Okay.
But I think what had happened, and now looking back at the plans, is the main home is to the left of me, and the home that I bought was more like the servants' quarters.
Is it two stories?
It's two stories. But the servants' quarters is really thin and has a thin backyard, and the home to the left, which is of the same brick and half.
Is there anything updated in it at all?
The electric.
It's got good electric.
That's the only thing that's going
Hey, you know, there are worse things that could be. Hey, you got something going
Generator could run my house, Mike. It's so small. So
when you say updated electric, what year was it?
The panel. 4 years ago. They put a new panel on the electric.
That's awesome.
That's excellent.
That is the number one thing. I've owned old houses. That's the number one thing that you update. By the way, when mine was updated, I don't know what kind of crack they were smoking in Manassas when they did that, because they didn't take anything old out.
Mike, sometimes the answer's in the question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. In Manassas. I am lucky, you know, really, seriously, that it didn't, you know, go completely on the fritz when I was there. But when they – do you remember when our guy, C.B. Lucas, was putting in the HVAC? He said – I believe there was something along the lines of one of his guys said, "You got to come down here and look at this." That's the way he described it. So the fact that it was horrible. The fact that your
electric
your stuff
is updated is cool. Though again, I think that we were the servants' quarters for the big house next to us the brick facade is similar on both sides.
It matches,
and there's a Sallyway, which I found out it's called
Sallyway. She was an astronaut.
The two houses and doors on
there are
doors on each side, Mike, that look like at one point they would.
No, I'm sorry,
the
that's
home.
An insult that we used to give people. You know, when I worked in the tobacco fields in Connecticut. Yeah. Hey, come on, stop doing it the Sally way. Be a man.
I'm cutting it the fastest I can. Leave me alone. So how dare you?
What is the Sally way? What is the Sally way?
You probably had them in homes in Annapolis where you have a little pathway between homes to the backyard.
It's almost like an alley.
It's almost like an alley.
But it's between two homes.
Yes.
Is that where the landowner would have his mistress?
Well, no, the landowner would cross over to talk to the servants, which is my home, and that's what he would use to go across.
Reason it's called the Sally Way?
No, I had to look for a term for it other than an alley.
Mike, what happens is the landowner would come over to the other house and say, "There's no room for a king size bed."
And then if you look at the plot of land, you realize, well, this is the thinnest one on the block.
Seriously, Oscar, what is the width of your house, would you ask?
Sally's Way is a movie, by the way.
Starring who?
Let me see. Directed by Joanne Johnson.
Oh, I love her work.
Patty Ann Alley.
Oh, I don't know this woman.
Sally's Way. I've got a trailer, but it's
11 and a half feet.
Because, you see, I was going to guess 13, and how great
would
that
be? It's a family film about an orphan girl.
Oh, because her parents didn't love her?
Set in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
My question is, does Sally Way, is it your own term, or did you hear it somewhere?
The real estate agent mentioned to me, it's not called an alley, it's called a Sally Way.
Because an alley sounds like something that you would knock money off for, and a Sally Way sounds like something that's an improvement.
Mm-hmm. That's just a way to get to the backyard. For both homes, though. So we share that.
Oh, a shared Sally Way.
We share that.
A shared
Sally
Way.
And for some reason, it only gets... You only get way to my backyard, not their backyard.
Man,
apparently,
incredible exposure for this movie too, because I'm just trying to find out where the Sally Way.
He's not going
to
let it go. Not going to let it go. The key is, Mike, I'm looking for, I guess, maybe a way to get into the production of tiny homes.
What?
Tiny Living. They have it on
I've seen this show.
Tiny houses. They build a house that's like
200 square feet.
They don't have to build it. This tiny home was built in 1840.
So it's ahead of time.
And this Rube disc jockey bought it in 2016.
How does your bride feel about it?
She's excited.
Okay.
You know? Right.
It's something new. It's something different.
She's he thinks she's excited because she's short of breath. It's just because she can't take a full breath because the house is so small.
And the stair.
She seems excited.
There is a broken stair on the stairs that we have to get fixed. And when you walk down or up the stairs, you have to duck because it's so low.
Yep. Yeah, we had that in my old house. Well, people were shorter then.
But but it was a bargain, correct?
It was a bargain. Mike, if it wasn't a bargain, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't have done it. So I'll say that when you come over, you are going to feel claustrophobic.
And I'll also bring aspirin because I'm going to hit my head.
You're more than welcome.
You know what? I will visit it as I will set foot in the door as often as I did your previous resident.
Well, now this one you
twice as often.
This one
twice
as
often.
This one is not on the third floor, Mike. We've got ground level.
All right.
And there's a shame if you don't just come in and
The kitchen? How's the kitchen?
The kitchen needs a little updating, as in a little needs to be torn down and rebuilt.
Electric or gas?
It's got electric and gas because there are two stoves there.
Oh, there are two stoves?
Yeah, one of them doesn't work.
Wow.
And one of them doesn't work.
And remember, the washing machine is in the kitchen as well.
There's a washer and dryer in the kitchen adjacent to the stove.
Mm-hmm. How about the living space and upstairs is the bedroom? Right?
Yes.
And
the bedroom's the best case scenario for living.
Okay, so you're going to hang out, put a TV
that's
up there.
That's not the best sentence I've ever heard.
I see. I ignore it. Because if you stop and dwell on it, you're going to get a headache.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Not on a Monday show.
You know, every time
the bedroom's going to be the best room to hang out in.
Yeah, it will.
Well, good luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
And
I'm
excited. Everything goes smoothly. And Mama Santana and Shannon are getting along.
I'm enjoying living in Olney, Mike. Square footage. I forgot how great it is.
And your dad's not there.
No,
right?
They're clucking away. I've commandeered his office. I'm making business calls in his office. I look like I'm in a real office.
Okay.
You know,
right,
people are like, oh, this guy, he's got his S together.
All right. So you're looking forward to staying there if you have to.
As long as I can, Mike.
My father has spent a lot of time living in a very, very tiny apartment before he built his beach house, like 700 square feet. Very, very small.
Horny acres.
So, yeah, it's exactly what it is. So he's used to that sort of situation, but he says the same thing every time I bring up Oscar's new house. He says, why would Oscar move into a haunted place? He's concerned that it's haunted. Do you have any feeling about that? Because it is a pre-Civil War structure.
I don't believe in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no
big deal.
It's going to be crowded enough with the two of you. The last thing you need
is
a third
being. If it's haunted, I hope they're nice ghosts. That's all I know.
Playful ghosts.
The guy that owned it was in Act 2, Scene 2 of 12 Years a Slave. That's the guy that owned it. He's the guy that kidnapped... Eugeophore or whatever.
Diego has a quick question.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Diego.
Hold on,
Diego.
Go ahead, Diego. My
if
fault.
I ever come to your house, Oscar, and I hang
out there,
and I hang out in your alley, would I be called a Sally Cat?
You are the worst.
You're fired.
You're the worst.
That's
no
more
Diego.
Nothing.
Always.
No more Diego.
Wow. How did you think that was going to be fun? I don't want to hear how, but I just want you to ask yourself that as you're driving home.
Okay.
Like, where and how did you think that was going to be fun? Yeah. All right. Speaking of not funny, Mike.
Yes,
I'll take this quick second here to plug a podcast that I've been working on for the University of Maryland School of Business.
It's part of your portfolio.
Yeah, portfolio. Nothing, zero, zip in return except for...
you get credit, right?
Yes, but the experience of working with these wonderful professors and helping them really...
Kiss ass.
Really. giving them a vehicle for... people around the world to listen to what they have to offer when it comes to building a business. Fair?
Okay. Very good.
It's called Bootstrapped, and if you're looking on the Play Store or iTunes, it's called Dingman Bootstrapped, D-I-N-G-M-A-N Bootstrapped.
Dingman, all right.
After the Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship.
Let me look up Bootstrapped.
Please.
Okay.
And
why am I getting a picture of Christy Mack? I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All I ask, if you're out there and you're at all interested in business or starting a business, they talk...
Or going to business school.
Or going to business school. This first episode talks about small business and how they can procure government dollars, which really helps you. Sometimes it can get very confusing. They break it down quickly, and they have the chief investment officer on the show with them, which is nice to a good guy to know if you're looking for that type of investment from the government. And the second episode, which is up already, talks about parking and how technology and parking are coming together.
Is this on the iTunes?
Yes.
Would it benefit them to get a 5-star review?
Yes.
Okay.
Appreciate that. And the third episode talks about the Cat Cafe, because the Cat Cafe girl went to the University of Maryland Business School.
And what is the name of the show again?
It's called Dingman Bootstrapped. A 5-star review and a listen would be really, really helpful, because they worked extremely hard on it, and they'll be working in conjunction here with our studios. And I think it's just something that more people should listen to. It's absolutely priceless.
Very good. All right, so check it out, and you can see that. I also, one last thing I wanted to mention, with the Washington Capitals, I know exactly what you're doing. You went down 3-1, and I knew you'd win the. I knew you would win the fifth game. I knew you'd do that, and you might win the sixth game too. I know what you're doing. You effer teasers. I know what you're doing, and I got news for you. You win, Caps, because yes, I am in. I'm still all in on it.
We
and
knew.
I know you're trying to do that. And you know, now I have to suffer through maybe one, maybe two more games. But, you know, I'm the little boy that keeps coming back for more abuse.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mike,
like
you're as guilty as they are. You're as guilty as they are in this relationship.
Like, I'm like all the nerd Knicks that root for the Caps in Washington, D.C. Yes, we. Let's wear our jersey because I'm overweight. Anyway, no, you know the crowd. I mean, it's the same.
But
thing
you're all in
year.
Again.
You're all in. Rock the red.
Yeah. But the difference between, I tell you, is that if they lose this series, I'm gonna bitch like there's never been bitching before. I'm not like gonna be like that. Well, maybe if Nicholas Backstrom hadn't done so many TV commercials. God, you don't want to know why you got a crap organization. You get it because you take it. But I'll only really continue on this after they lose to Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Okay?
All right.
If they don't lose to Pittsburgh, if by some miracle they come back from a 3-1 deficit and they beat the Penguins, they are going the distance.
Full reset.
That's what
full
I'm
reset.
Saying.
Full reset.
Yes,
you are
full
a
reset.
Complicated man.
It's a sick relationship, same as I've had with many of my sport teams over the years. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a look at the latest forecast for the Moore Broadcasting region. We've got nothing but sunshine out there, but don't get happy.
I'm sorry. I know it was great. I loved it the first time. You know, anyway, time to...
It's not sunshine here.
Yes, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Let me ask you a question. Are you busy? Sure you are. You're busy as hell. You don't have time to go shopping at all. Those boutiques. Let me read that properly. You don't have time to go shopping at all those boutiques and specialty shops on Main Street, USA. What you need is Amazon.com.
That's right.
Use your computer and buy everything you need at one place. The greatest website there is, from the comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. Save time, save money. Shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's Amazon and TMOS, a beautiful partnership. You will help us enormously if you shop that way. Now, oh, that's the wrong thing.
Thank you.
Now, see, somebody said I kept it open all weekend.
You did not.
I think it's open now.
No,
it's closed.
It's closed now.
Okay. Let me play the one I was supposed to play.
News.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne have split up, boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, boo.
And it might be because, I don't know why I laugh at this, Ozzy was cheating. It's just amazing that he still gets that done with the way he is. There are rumors that he was having an affair with a 45-year-old celebrity hairdresser named Michelle Pugh.
Pugh.
Her clients include Jennifer Lopez and Alicia Silverstone. Ozzy is 67, Sharon is 63. July 4th will be their 34th anniversary. Ozzy is currently chilling at an L.A. hotel, but at least one source expects them to work things out.
Is that source Jimmy Cerrito?
They had kind of a mini split back in 13 after Ozzy fell off the wagon, but the word is that his sobriety is not the issue this time because he's been clean since then. Ozzy and Sharon met back in the 70s when her dad managed Black Sabbath. She eventually took over his career when he was kicked out of the band. They have three grown kids together, Amy, Kelly, and Jack. So we'll keep you posted.
I didn't
on
know
that
her dad managed Sabbath. That's that makes sense, though.
That's how they got together.
Uh-huh.
Captain America Civil War made insane money this weekend, $181.8 million. That is the fifth biggest domestic opening of all time. Its worldwide gross already $678.4 million.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I saw it.
It was followed
by
The Jungle Book, $21.9 million. By the way, The Jungle Book, too violent. Too violent. Yeah, The Jungle Book is a kid's movie. And when you turn it into a Disney violent fest, it ain't fun. Thank you.
Did
That's
you
just
see
my
it?
Opinion. No, I saw the trailer for it. I can't take my 2-year-old
well,
to it.
I told you
what
that.
If it was a, yeah, but what if it was a sweet, beautiful movie? It's just,
then it would lose $40 billion.
Yeah.
No, it would not. I disagree. Yeah, see, you take your kids to... You are...
Kids who are now 13 and 15, Mike, so it's... I mean...
Did you take them to The Jungle Book?
I did. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, I think The Jungle Book... is for small children, and it should have been in their remake of it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
America disagrees with you.
I know. All right. Up to $285 million. Mother's Day, $9 million, up to $20.7 million in its second week. Disney is too effing violent.
But that it always has been.
As the father of a small child.
If you don't
Disney
like it, leave it, Mike.
Violent. I'm going to leave the country. I'm moving to Canada.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Noah was the most popular name for boys for the third year in a row. Always confused by that one. Emma was the most popular name for girls the second year in a row. Here are the top 10 names for boys. They are Noah, Liam, Mason, Jacob, William, Ethan, James, Alexander, Michael, and Benjamin.
Shouldn't Liam and William be together? Aren't they? Isn't Liam a derivation of William?
Well, but it's the Irish version.
Okay. So all right. So they're not the same.
The top 10 for girls were Emma, Olivia, Sophia, Ava, Isabella, Mia, Abigail, Emily, Charlotte, and Harper.
Oh, Charlotte.
Harper!
Harper! Happy Jungle Book. But on the other end of the scale, there was one name that was a huge loser last year.
Oh.
Isis.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
There you go. I know we live in an era where lots of people are proud to be anti-intellectual, but this next level idiocy is something that I think is extra special.
Oh.
A woman's on an American Airlines flight from Philly to Syracuse on Thursday night. While she was waiting for it to take off, she notices a guy next to her scribbling some language she didn't recognize in a notebook. Oh, and he had dark curly hair and dark skin. So, she do? She immediately thinks it's Arabic, and he was writing a terrorist code. Then she pretended she was sick and got up to tell a flight attendant, so they called the police, who escorted the guy off the plane to question him. It turns out he was a 40-year-old economics professor from the University of Pennsylvania named Guido Menzio, who was writing math equations. He's Italian, not Middle Eastern.
No.
It's only a 40-minute flight, but it was delayed more than 2 hours while he was being questioned. Guido was obviously allowed to fly, but the woman never came back.
I just have a dissolver for the X. That's all I want to do.
Why, you got a problem? I'm trying to make a bigger math equation here. Come on.
I look Guido, like terrorist scribblings.
Terrorist messages.
Yeah. Terrorist Arabic. You know, if you think something's Arabic...
It's math.
Know that it's Arabic,
By the
idiot.
Way, the math... That type of math, that type of equation, which we've studied in business school, does not look like Arabic at all.
No.
I would think perhaps that the key to that would be the numbers. Guido says he was, quote, treated respectfully throughout, but he blamed the whole thing upon a, quote, epidemic of paranoia.
Mm.
I believe we are suffering from that in this country.
And stupidity.
Speaking of, Axl Rose performed with AC/DC for the first time Saturday in Portugal. And aside from the awkwardness of him performing from a sitting position, he was actually pretty great. Instead of Dave Grohl's giant throne, he was sitting on what looked like a simple office chair that had been dressed up a bit. He's still recovering from a broken pinky toe. It's amazing how the foot, you know, even a broken pinky toe can mess you up a little bit. Also, the show only started 5 minutes late, which in Axl Rose time counts as 2 hours early.
Yeah.
He started the show by telling the crowd, "Nice to meet you." And even though there was talk of AC/DC fans wanting refunds beforehand, there weren't many complaints. Axl missed a few cues on the more recent songs, but not bad considering how little time he had to rehearse. So he's getting good reviews.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for Axel. And now a little something-something. 33-year-old Royce Van Rokel is a business teacher at Okaboji High School in Milford, Iowa. And he was one of the chaperones at their prom last weekend, but apparently he was really drunk. And it was
How
noticeable.
How drunk was he?
He was so drunk that people called the cops.
Oh, dear.
When they gave Royce a breathalyzer test, he blew a .19, which is more than twice the legal limit. Isn't it always more than twice the legal limit?
They love making it that way, don't
always
they?
Always twice the legal limit. So he was arrested for public intoxication, and he resigned from his job last week. But he has to pay for the substitute teacher to cover his classes for the rest of the year. That's Mr. Royce Van Rokel. The good news, he really looked great in his suit. We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Just want to clear that up. Well, thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, the promos are the best of the ones where you don't know if it's over. The TMOS 2016 bonus packages. Look at you. Constantly doing for others. How can a person be so selfless? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, stop. Look, pause the treadmill for a second. Don't you think you deserve a little something for yourself? You. Yeah, you. I'm talking. Don't smirk at me. I know it. It's you. It's you. Okay, turn it up a little bit if you want to. Here's a tiny indulgence for YOU. What you need is to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Go on. Pamper yourself. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored. It's commercial free. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yes, it does get a little bawdy. It can be yours. If you subscribe to the 2016 bonus package, you'll get a full access. I'm doing those Italian spots. How about you get full access? You'll get a full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology, and that's over a 25% savings. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked you. No, it's the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. And don't worry that the year is almost half over, Slacker, because when you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order yours today. You know why?
Why?
You know why. You deserve it. That's the way that
rolls.
Yeah. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, May 9, 26, Cinco de Nino.
Everyone May loves 9. Cinco de Nino, Mike.
Cinco de Nino.
A very, pretty disappointing Saturday Night Live this weekend, but there was one notable thing. For the second time in, I think, 13 years, Dana Carvey, who now is plugging his new impressionist game show, so
yes,
he's now he's in the forefront again, right?
I am not interested in doing this. Thank you. I really love you all.
Millions of messages.
Please, I'm not doing that. If I wanted to do that, there is no guarantee that I could do that.
You could do that, and then you could decide then. Like, we could get you in, and then you can say yes or no.
Always nice to have the opportunity to decline after the fact.
Hey, Taskmaster says what? No. Sorry.
All right, but they did return. Dana Carvey did return to do the church lady. And one thing that I thought was nice, they had the original intro, which was voiced by Phil Hartman.
Ah.
So it was nice when they did the cold open, it was the church lady. And you know what? Still okay, I think.
Now we've landed on the exciting presidential matchup between a godless liberal Democrat and Hillary Clinton. But first, my favorite event of the week, the Met Gala Ball. A classy evening where strumpets and streetwalkers and sluts get to parade around in the latest genital fashions. First, we have Madonna. Let's see what this 57-year-old mother chose to wear. Her panties just hanging out with sturdy straps to push those six-decade-old buns straight to heaven. Go to Jesus. And then we have Beyonce. She must have been thinking, what should I wear to the ball tonight? I know, a giant latex condom. All wrapped up and ready to fornicate.
So the nice thing about Saturday Night Live is...
You know, you realize how great that was when he did that.
If you watch the first 98 seconds of Saturday Night Live, you've already seen the best of the show, and that's a time saver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good finish to the Kentucky Derby. You mentioned that Nyquist won and lined your pockets very nicely.
The other horse we had was the five horse, and I forgot which one that was, but Exaggerator... Exaggerator came on and finished second, but we had the five horse almost up to the very end. That would have been a hell of a payday, but we didn't get that.
Nyquist won because they did something bold. Going into the last turn, he took it wide instead of on the inside, which makes it a longer race, but it allowed him not to get squeezed out. Here's the end of the Kentucky Derby.
And they come to the final furlong. Exaggerator is closing in. Nyquist to catch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner, Exaggerator on the outside. Nyquist and Exaggerator, they're coming to the line together, and Nyquist is still unbeaten. He has won the Kentucky Derby. Exaggerator was second, and then a photo for third among sudden breaking news and Gunrunner, and the final time was swift. 2:01.31 set by a brilliant Nyquist.
And as you know, I picked Bob Baffert's horse, and I'm proud to say finished in the top 10. At number 10. But it was a good race, and congratulations on your windfall.
Well, after the Triple Crown, I think it really is wonderful. People are back into horse racing, it's a great afternoon. It's a lot of fun.
The Cavaliers beat the Hawks over the weekend. Basketball getting more sexual than I remember it.
Either right-handed or left-handed. Get down in there. Shirk off the defender.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
So just, I do know this. They had that guy come out and wipe up the floor.
Oh, stop. Now, see, that's horrible.
Is it?
That's horrible. Stop.
Diego, why do you tell these horrible jokes? Mike, you're in Florida. Even though this guy is based in Alabama, I believe, but he advertises all over Florida. Are you familiar with lawyer David Maloney? Have you seen his ads?
No, I have not seen him.
Let me play you his ad, because apparently he advertises over most of the state of Florida. So here's one of the TV ads that is all over your home state, Mike.
Believe it or not, I still sometimes get calls from people who think that they can convince me or pay me enough to represent them in a drunk driving context. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you drink and you drive and you hurt someone, don't call me. I'm not going to represent you. I'm not going to help you. If anything, I'm going to be the lawyer going after you.
He sets a pretty high bar.
Wow.
Yeah, good for him.
Well, it's very sad that he was picked up for DUI on Saturday night.
Jesus. God.
These holes. God. Oh, good Lord. When's he going to run for Congress? Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I liked that a lot. other than the cloudy bathwater, Mike, do you think you did a pretty good job for your Mother's Day for Carla?
Yes, absolutely. She was very, very happy. Very happy. Flowers, got the dress, everything.
Awesome.
By the way, my sister had the best line. I didn't share with you. Because this is the first Mother's Day without my mom. I texted Kathy, who I'm happy to report, my sister Kathy, getting right back on track. I said, hope you're having a good day. Bittersweet. Looking forward to seeing you in Maine, something like that. And she texted back, a little bit. She wasn't much into those Hallmark holidays anyway.
Wow.
She wasn't. She didn't care that much. That's pretty good.
I got a genuine thank you from Carrie because I got her some gifts, made her dinner, took her to the play, spent the whole day with her. So we had a good Mother's Day as well.
Tomorrow, can we get an update on the play? The weekend of the play, the theater.
And my interesting run-in when I was running merchandise. I think you'll enjoy this story
I love it when you attack the house for us.
But I think we all looked a little shabby next to Kanye West, who hired a Mother's Day orchestra for his wife, Kim. And you know what? I would say that's really sweet, except for the fact that by this morning it had press released and was on Billboard. Mm. So obviously they're doing it just for the press. This is what Kim woke up to yesterday. Tomorrow from Annie. And, of course, Let It Go. two of the most annoying songs ever written, played by a huge orchestra, and he put it out on Billboard.com.
Hired by an a-hole.
Kanye. Yes, yeah, exactly. Hired right. by an a-hole. That's the listing. That's the listing on Craigslist.
Hired by an a-hole.
Hired by an a-hole. And let us close with this, Mike. Top hot rockin' Jesus news.
A Philadelphia man who carries a cross and calls himself Jesus was arrested for trespassing. The man pled not guilty to trespassing and also forgave those who trespassed against him.
That's what brought you Catholics over. That's your audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
I love it. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Sally Cat.
One last thing, jerk. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.